Hi, Fernando. How are you?
Hi, how are you today? I'm doing great.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Fernando, my name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I know that you've been talking here with Tara, my representative. She does such a wonderful job explaining, you know, the outline of our program. However, you know, she had mentioned to me a couple of things, and I wanted to see where I could better assist you, right? So you mentioned that you're disappointed because you paid like $150 to Google, and it's not working. Are you paying that every month?
Yes, I am.
Is it Google Ads is what you're paying for?
Well, let me tell you how it started.
Yeah, tell me so I can understand.
I started with the Grapevine. It's a company that promotes what we're doing here, you and I.
Okay.
So when I started it, it took like a month. Google was asking for photos. I provide photos.
They right.
Then they say, okay, that's all we need. Then all of like next week or so, now we need proof of this. Now we need, I showed everything they asked.
Right.
So I'm paying $127 a month.
Okay.
And I was almost tempted to stop paying it because nothing's happening.
You're not getting anything.
And the website, you have to put my name in order so it to pop up. You don't see it anywhere.
Right.
So.
So how is that benefiting you? Yeah.
Nothing at all. You're taking my money.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
So Angie's List called me, and I had surgery a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm in therapy, but I have employees, you know.
Okay.
And I also have the business of landscaping. I have commercial landscaping.
Oh, wow.
Since I'm retiring from the city, I also had a full-time job for 20 years with the city, which is where I got injured. And they want me to retire on disability because the injury was kind of bad.
Oh, man.
Angie's List called me, and they made it so simple. In 3 days, I was getting 10 calls a day.
Okay.
I said, wow, how is this happening for the same price?
How do you like paying per lead? Because I know they charge you for every call that you get. How do you like that?
No, I'm just paying $220 a month.
Okay.
And the only thing is, I wasn't able to. I called a couple, and I didn't get the jobs, but it was okay because people are bidding on those jobs.
Right.
It's like a bid.
Right. Yeah.
But I know within a couple weeks. Uh huh.
Well, because the lead that they're sending you, and not that it's a bad thing, right? We work with a lot of their clients. It's because they're sending that lead to you. But what's happening is that lead, there's like two or three other companies that are also receiving the same lead. So they're sending it to you in like two or three other businesses, right? And again, not that it's a bad thing, but the thing is that, you know, you got people bidding, right? Maybe outbidding you. You know,
that
it's the
correct.
Industry, right? When you have, and I'm gonna be very honest with you, Fernando, I did a search for your company by name. I did the search. The only thing that I'm finding, because when I do that search online, it's going to show me wherever you're listed.
Okay.
So I looked for your company name and where you're based out of. I don't even see a Google business profile for you. A Google business profile, you know how you mentioned I send them all these pictures, okay? You should have a Google business profile. You should have already been verified on Google. You don't even have one. That's why it's not working.
I don't understand.
Because there's no profile.
I don't understand why.
I don't know either. And I'm going to be honest with you. I looked up that company, and I don't know how long they've been in business, but they don't even have any reviews. It sounds like they're a really new company that's trying to help you with all of this, but there's nothing out there. So that's why it's not working, because you're not even listed on Google. And honestly, you paying $150 a month, how long have you been paying that?
Just the last 2-3 months, I think.
Okay.
Since I applied for it.
Yeah, you should have already had a Google business profile. So let me tell you how we work, okay? Do you go on Facebook at all? Do you use Facebook by chance?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I do.
A package I would offer you, Fernando, because you got to understand how Google works. You know the local map section of Google where we list you on the first page? That's only going to target Richmond, where you're based out of, and it's only going to cover 5 to 10 miles. I know you mentioned to Tara that you travel up to 25 minutes, right? So roughly about maybe 20 miles. Okay. So for you to target up to that mileage, right, up to that distance, they have to run Facebook ads or run Google ads to reach those other areas. I wouldn't recommend Google ads for you. I recommend Facebook ads along with the Google first page placement because they work very well together. I'm going to offer you a very discounted rate because I know this specific business, you've been doing this a long time, but this business itself is very new. It's only a couple months ago, right, that you started under this new name?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. It is a little bit more than what you're paying right now, but I'm going to share with you why, because it's a bigger difference and what we offer, and I'm going to even give you the timeline of when you're going to see your company listed, okay? We do month-to-month programs. We don't put you in on a contract. We'll ask you to stick it out 2 months, but you pay monthly and can cancel at any time. We like to earn your business.
Okay.
This platinum package, I want to offer it to you discounted at $249 a month. Now, keep in mind, it's more than what you're investing right now. But even with what you're investing now, you got nothing. You know what I mean? Just a website.
Yes.
And unless they don't type in your company name to find your website, no one's going to see it. So it does you no good. But basically, this package that I'm going to offer you, it's going to get you listed on the first page of Google. And I'm going to always be very honest with you. We're going to ask you, because Google requires it, send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, business license, business insurance, vehicle that you use to work, right? We send you the list because that's what we need to get you verified through Google faster. Our team is going to walk you through everything. We do all the work, so you focus on your jobs. Now, from there, we're going to list you on Bing. We're going to also list you as well on Yelp. We're going to, you haven't built a business Facebook page yet, right? It's just a personal page you use? Okay. We're going to build you a business Facebook page. We're going to set one up for your business, and we're going to do Facebook advertising. When someone does a search on Google for your services and then they're on their Facebook page, we're going to retarget them with your ad. So your ad is going to appear on their computer. It's going to appear on their mobile device. I mean, depending on what they're using, right? But that ad, we're going to run that ad to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. If you wanted to target 50 miles, you could. That's how far they'll target if you want it. However, when they click on your ad, they're calling you directly. And I'm going to tell you, Fernando, a lot of our clients have seen some really great results. Now, I will tell you this, that company, they built you that website, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So chances are you canceling with them, they're not giving you the website. And that's okay, because I'm going to have my team build you a website that's Google compliant and it's mobile friendly. The websites that we build, they help with your ranking, and we would attach it where your business is listed. We also cover what we call the mobile platform. So when someone is doing a search and they're using their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet, because you know everybody's on their phones now, we make sure, Fernando, that they still find your company listed on that first page of Google. We're covering all of your bases. The first page of Google, I'm going to tell you right now, with us getting you verified, creating your profile, getting it on that first page and keeping it there with your keywords and search terms so that way they can find you every time they look for your services. Our timeline is 45 to 60 days. That's the promise I'm always going to give you. But I will say sometimes, Fernando, I have seen where it has happened sooner. But I'm still going to tell you 45 to 60 days because I want to under-promise and over-deliver. I'm always going to be upfront with you that it's not going to happen overnight. But the website and the Facebook ads, those are visible within 7 to 14 days, and those can already start generating phone calls for you. Your business Facebook page is going to be up within 5 to 7, and that can start generating phone calls, okay? But we get you listed in a timely manner because we know it's important that you start getting these calls like as quickly as you can, right? So that you have more work coming in for your guys and keeping them busy.
That's right.
What do you think so far?
I think it's wonderful. I just have a couple questions.
Yeah, please. Absolutely.
Okay, for this account, I am insured. I have insurance for business insurance.
Okay.
I am fully insured. I'm registered with the county. My name, I registered it with the county.
Okay.
Now, I don't have a contractor's license.
That's okay.
I don't think it's needed for it.
Nope.
Okay,
it's not.
Great.
Yeah, you could just,
and,
so just so you know, we give you a list of items. There are going to be some items get, a lo mejor you don't have them, right? As long as you send us the ones that you can. Like, you know how you mentioned you're registered with the county, right? Or with the city?
Correct.
Send us a picture of that paperwork. Or with the county. Send us a picture of that paperwork.
I have it at home.
That's perfect. Oh, yeah, that's totally fine. I mean, we don't ask you for it right this minute. We're going to send you a list, and there's an email. You're going to start uploading them there or email them to us. So this way we already have them. So when we start setting that up with the Google business profile, we're showing Google, here it is. So we're not calling you and bugging you for it. So when you can send it to us, we prefer you send it like as soon as you can, whether it's tonight or over the weekend or what have you, right? What other questions did you have? And thank you for those questions. I'm glad we clarified that.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Down payment. What's the down payment?
$249. What I did is I waived a setup fee because a veces we have a $99 setup fee. But what I did for you, Fernando, because I really want to help you, right? So I waived the setup fee to at least save you, you know, on Casea, $99, right? I mean, that's like not even a gas tank for me and my Ford, but, you know, close enough.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
If I can save you money, I'm going to save you money. And that price, the $249, Fernando, that price is never going to change. There's no taxes. There's no hidden charges. So today you would pay $249. And every month that you're with us without contracts, remember, it's always going to be $249 a month, no matter what. It'll never change on you.
Okay, so I want to start it right away.
Okay, let's get it started then. Absolutely. What is the best email for you, Fernando? Because listen, this is where we're going to send your receipt, and you need your receipts for your tax purposes because, you know, marketing's a write-off. So what's the best email for that prefer?
It's my name, Fernando.
Okay.
1970.
Uh-huh.
Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A. @gmail.com.
Herrera?
Yes.
Okay. So Fernando 1970 Herrera @gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay. Just to make sure I spelled Herrera right, H-E-R-E-R-R-A?
No, H-E-R-R-E-R-A.
That's what I had, and then I thought I spelled it wrong. Ay, ay, ay. Over here with my Español de Pocha, you hear me speaking Spanglish?
English.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I was a consentida, my grandpa's consentida. You know why? He was super prideful, right? Super prideful of being Mexicano, you know? And 21 grandkids, and I was the only one who spoke Spanish. I could read it. I could write it. I could understand it. So that's why my mom said, oh, no wonder you were your grandpa's consentida, because he was very proud of being Mexican. Even though he was here, like, since he was, like, 3 days old, they crossed him from the frontera.
Oh, my.
Yeah, for guess how much? You're not going to believe me when I tell you. Le costó un penny for them to cross him over from Chihuahua to El Paso. That was back in the 1900s.
Oh, my God. Like,
my grandpa was born in 1909.
Originally.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was originally from Chihuahua.
Originally from Chihuahua. Well, they call it now San Rosalia, right. Chihuahua, but it used to be a different name of the town. Y entonces cambiaron el nombre, right? But, yeah, isn't that a trip? So I say that, because my Spanish isn't perfect, right? I mean, I speak it very well, and I understand it, and I can read it very well and write it. But, you know, a veces me equivoco, right, with some of the words. You know, and I don't mind when the Spanish. Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. You know how I learned? Because the kids in the neighborhood where I grew up in, they spoke Spanish, right? Because a lot of their parents had just came, and so for me to play with them, my sister and I.
First language.
That was their first language, so we had to learn. Because in my family. They didn't teach you Spanish porque no querían que supieras de lo que estaban hablando los adultos, right? They didn't want you knowing what the adults were talking about. Pero yo me puse muy trucha.
There you go.
You know? I had to be very smart, yes. Right now, I'm sending you, Fernando, there's going to be two emails. And they're coming from Nadine Medina from Local Splash. Now, the first one is just showing you that I told you your price is $249 a month. Month to month, and then also what's included in that package, so that way you have it all there, as well as the website being included. The other thing, Fernando, that I'm sending you is an email that says client dashboard analytics. This, for me, is the beauty of our program, is tracking your results, not just taking our word for it that it works. So, Fernando, you're going to be able to see your profiles, view your keywords, like the services we have you listed for, see how many phone calls you're getting from new customers. So I just sent you an example of that, okay, so that way you have an idea. And then, Fernando, so is it safe to assume that your last name is Herrera?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number that customers should contact you on is the 510-774-0484, right? That's the number they should be calling.
That is correct.
Okay.
That's
the company name should be capital A and then a space and then the and symbol and another space, capital F, and then the word junk removal. That's how it should show?
And weed abatement. It's junk removal and weed abatement.
And weed abatement. Okay, the word and or the symbol and?
I put the word.
The word? Okay, let me put that in there. And weed abatement. Okay.
Correct.
The A and F, is that, do you have it all together, like if it's one word or separado?
Separado.
Separado. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Okay, perfect.
So it's going to be A space and space F, junk removal and weed abatement.
Perfect. Okay. Awesome. Do you also use Nextdoor también or no?
I haven't. They are sending me a whole bunch of lists.
Really?
It's so easy to apply for it, but I was waiting because the main thing that I was waiting on that because, you know, I'm recovering from my shoulder. Now I can drive. This is my second day driving after the surgery. Now I cleared my trailers. They're all ready to go.
Oh, good. Shoulder surgery is painful, huh? My uncle had surgery done on his shoulder, and it was super painful for him.
Yes.
And he had to do
this
a lot of
the
therapy.
This is my third one. I had the one on the right shoulder 11 years ago. Last year, I did the one on the left, and it didn't work out. It ripped. So
Oh my God.
Big one.
Oh, Lord. Oh my gosh. You poor thing. Let the guys do all the hard work. You just hang out.
I know, but I'm one of those guys that want to. I'm one of those guys that can't sit, you know. I have to be doing something.
Yeah, I get it. I'm like that too. Yeah. We go on vacation and everyone tells me, relax, relax. And I'm like, I can't. I have to be doing something. Si no,
yeah,
I feel like, ugh. You know, me invitan a los parties, you know, as a guest, pero ahí estoy yo ahí cocinando y ayudando a limpiar and host, and they're like, you're here
me
as
too.
A guest. I'm like, I know, but I just want to help.
That's how I am. Exactly.
¿A poco somos hermanos?
Maybe.
Right? What is, okay, Fernando,
yeah,
right
exactly.
now. I'm going to send you a text message. So you're going to have a team here within our company that's going to be dedicated to your account. Whenever you have an update or you got a change, you got a question, or you got a concern, you're going to call our 877 number. I want you to save that phone number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash, so that way you never lose our phone number. And we're here in
Local
California.
Splash, I have it.
Yes. We're here in
what
California.
Part?
We're in Fountain Valley, which is Orange County, in between Los Angeles and San Diego. So we're on the southern part.
I know where that is.
I was in Livermore, Pleasanton area 10 years ago. I was out there. I was working for a trucking company called McLean. I was with them for quite a few years, but they sent me up there to the north to close down one of their locations. I had to be the bearer of bad news, no?
Oh, wow.
But I was out there for a long time. I was like, me dijo mi esposo, are you going to come home now? Because if not, you better change your address. I said, nope, I'm coming home. I was out there 8 months traveling back and forth. Once a week on the weekends, venía home, and then I'd go back up there Monday through Friday. Yeah, it was a lot of traveling. But
wow.
Beautiful out there. All right. And then, Fernando, I already sent you your login credentials for your client dashboard. So your username is always going to be your phone number, the 510, no más que no le pongas los dashes. And then your password, okay, is all lowercase letters, and it's just one word, good internet. Okay, I put it in that text message that you received.
Okay.
All right? Okay. Now what I'm going to do, Fernando, let me go here. Your address that you have the business registrado, is it the 550 27th Street in Richmond?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. And that's 94804. Is that like where you live? In donde vives?
That's my house.
Okay, we're going to hide
yes.
the address. That address isn't going to show on Google, okay? So
that's
let me
better.
Hide
Thank
that.
You.
Okay. You're welcome. We don't want it to show. You're not a storefront. Que vienen a comprar, you know, they don't come and buy products from you.
Exactly.
And Fernando,
Thank
so
you
for the
much.
Payment, you are so welcome. My pleasure. For the payment, the card that you're going to use today, is the card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's in my name only.
Okay, does it only say Fernando Herrera, or is there like a middle initial?
It's Fernando Herrera. That's the only thing it says.
Okay, and is it the same billing address as your home address?
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What kind of card is it? Is it like a Visa, MasterCard?
It's a Visa.
Okay.
Visa.
And what's the card number when you're ready, Fernando?
Okay, it's 4867.
Okay.
3270.
Uh-huh.
3390.
Okay.
8113.
Expiration month and year?
0229.
And what's the CVV code on the back, lo de atrás?
156.
Okay. I'm not going to process your payment yet because first I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. And it's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. And what I'm going to state is the billing date, how much the amount is. I'm going to state it's a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. And I'm going to also tell you that if you need to cancel it, you just call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way they don't charge you. There's no cancellation fee. Nos apartimos como amigos, okay? Now, okay. Fernando, right. When I'm walking you through this, if there's something you don't understand, I want you to stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean so I can explain it to you and then rephrase it? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we take your payment, okay? Sound good? Okay. So, Fernando, I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you want it to read on the first page of Google.
A&S Junk Removal and Weed Abatement.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Fernando Herrera, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Fernando, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors, okay, that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And sometimes, Fernando, we know that you're in the middle of a job. You can't just answer the phone. All we're asking is that just return our call within 24 business hours. I'm also going to put a security question on your account. You can choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
The city where I was born.
What city was that?
La Piedad, Michoacán.
La Piedad? Okay.
Yes.
So let me tell you why I'm putting a security question. You might start getting calls, right, from other companies that are trying to sell you other types of online products. They're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money. So I want you to get into the habit that every time we call you, always ask, what's my security question? Because if someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? Make sense?
Okay.
Makes sense. And I put it down as La Piedad. Okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 22nd, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a 2-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Fernando, is that your second payment will be charged on the 22nd of December, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support number. That's the number I told you to save that is sent in the text. 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel it, Fernando, just make sure that you call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. And we part as friends, okay?
Can I get the number again?
Yes. Let me know when you're ready. I'm going to repeat it to you so that way, do you want to save it in your contacts right now while we're on the phone?
Actually, I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Writing everything down on a piece of paper. Then I'll take it in.
And it's all in a text message and it'll be in an email, but write it down. Ready?
Sure.
Okay. The company name is Local. L-O-C-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
The second word is splash, like a splash of water, S-P-L-A-S-H, Local Splash, 2 words, and our phone number, 877-635-6225.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah, just speaking, a lot of calls are coming in right now.
So oh, I bet. I bet.
Thing.
Yeah, I bet. And you know what? We have a way where we could help you block those calls that come in. Our technician can talk to you about that during your client interview. So I need to make sure that you do understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms. Is that correct?
I do. Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do right now, Fernando, is I'm updating your package. I'm going to process your payment. In a couple of minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent to your email, and we're going to send it to you in a text message, and you and I are going to go over it in a couple of minutes. I probably only need 6 more minutes to do the last of your notes, go over your receipt, and schedule your client interview. The client interview, it's going to be an hour that I will block, but it could take maybe 30 to 40 minutes or maybe even a little bit longer, because it also depends on how many questions or details you have. And it's going to be with one of my technicians. They're going to talk to you about the website, your services, the areas that we're targeting, the Facebook ads. It's where the magic is going to happen. How does your schedule look for today? Do you think you might, would you be able to do it? I have an appointment 2 to 3, and I have one that's 3 to 4. Would any of those appointments work for you today? You don't have to be in front of the computer, just so you know.
Oh, my.
Are you pretty busy today?
At 3:50, I have to pick up my girls.
Okay.
And then probably to 4:30 or so, I have the time.
What if I can get you an appointment from 1 to 2? Would that work better?
Today?
Yeah.
Today?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm actually on a job right now.
Ay, pobre. Okay. What about Monday?
I know.
What about Monday?
Monday is fine.
What time on Monday works best for you?
It's storming right now up here.
I know.
You can do it at 10 o'clock.
And we're going to be getting some of that rain, too. Aquí horas on Friday.
That's perfect for me.
10? Okay. I'm going to book you your appointment for 10 o'clock on Monday. Let's do that. That'll work better. So on Monday, we're going to call you, and I'll send you a calendar invite and a reminder an hour before in case you forget over the weekend. So we're going to call you between 10 and 11 o'clock, but I'm going to call you from an 877 number. So, Fernando, you just got to make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour. If for some reason when we call you, you're in the middle of a job and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We'll call you right back, okay? So don't worry about that.
Perfect.
Now,
perfect.
I want to notate some of your services. I know obvious, pues obviamente, junk removal, right? But what else do you want me to put on here? Do you do waste removal?
I do the
weed abatement you want me to put?
Waste removal.
Okay.
Yes.
Weed abatement, what else?
Commercial maintenance.
Ooh, okay.
Commercial maintenance also. That's what my main job
the
is.
The landscaping?
Since I'm going to have a lot of... Landscaping, correct.
Landscape maintenance. Let me put commercial landscape maintenance, weed abatement. What else do you want me to put?
It's just that one and
just
the
that?
Junk removal.
Okay. Okay, yes. Perfect. All right. You could always add in more keywords if you need to. And I put that you're registered with the county and that you have insurance. Your Facebook page, yes. I know you mentioned you have a personal page. How do I find you on all Facebook? Right. Are you just under Fernando Herrera in Richmond?
Just Fernando Herrera, Richmond, yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to find your Facebook page, because when we build you the business one, we're going to create it through your personal, so that way you have the ownership and the access to it. Okay? This
okay.
way,
you're gonna find
no one's
going
to see the personal page, just so you know. Let me see.
Sounds
what's your
good.
Profile picture? Do you remember?
I'm standing in front of a red truck.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's see if I can find it. Unless you made yourself really escondido, no? I'm going to see if I can pull it up here.
No, it's available.
You're like, no, it's there. Okay. Well, you know that there's a lot of Fernando Herreras? There's a whole bunch of them. Did you know that?
Well, I got two. I was the first Fernando in the family. Now I got two relatives. Younger than me.
You're not an irrigation tech from the city of El Cerrito, right?
That's me also, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I found one. Do you have a 1965 Mustang?
That's me. That's my old...
That's your old
that's
one.
My old Facebook, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So there is another one. Okay.
Yes.
Fernando
Rera,
now I found
and
it. The truck,
okay.
You're from El Zapote, Michoacán, de Ocampo,
Mexico.
Okay, I found you.
That's
you. You like old cars, huh?
That's me.
Oh, well, okay. Do you really?
Yep.
My brother used to have a 60. Well, my uncle has, one of my cousins has one of those como los de, you know, like during the Godfather movies, how they had the little Fords, the two-door. ¿Sabes de cuáles hablo?
Oh.
Kind of like the gangster movies.
The Falcon.
Yes.
Yeah, the Falcon.
Yes. So my cousin, he's gotten his restored. My brother had bought a 63 Chevy. And Paula, he restored it. And then when he was getting married, he wanted a big wedding. And, you know, he sold it to a guy up north. Some guy bought it off of him. Sent the tow truck and everything to pick it up, right? It was like a baby blue. It was a beautiful. I told him, you should have never sold it.
Wow, those things are expensive.
I know. And back then, he sold it for $15,000. I told him, you're so dumb. You should have never sold that. But he wanted a big wedding.
Something thousand.
Oh, yeah. He wanted a big wedding, you know, and all that. And his wedding even cost more than that. I don't know. I told him, you should have saved that money for a house.
Aye, aye, aye.
Right?
Oh,
you already have a business logo, no, Fernando?
I don't have a exact business logo yet, because
you want us
Lori
to make you one?
Was going
to
help me. If you can, I would love it.
Yeah, let me have them make you a logo, and they'll give you some examples, and you can choose the ones that you want, whichever one you want, okay? So
I'm
going to tell them to make you the business logo. Do you want to cover 25 miles for, like, your area of coverage, the Richmond? Es como drawing a 25-mile circle around it y tirándole una cobija. Do you want to cover that much or 20 miles? What do you prefer?
That's the one I want.
25.
I want the 25 miles.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, Fernando, we can put, you know, instead of us listing, like, your physical phone number, we could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone number. So they'll see a local tracking number on your profile, but when they call it, it's going to ring to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the app store. You can track your phone calls. You can block if a spam call comes in. Do you prefer that it's just your phone number listed there, or do you want us to put a tracking number? Al cabo, no le cuesta nada. It's up to you. It's your preference.
Well, try the checking number. That might be better.
Let's try it, and I'll have my technician talk to you more about it. Al cabo, if later on you don't like it, we can remove the tracking number and put it back to being your phone number. It's going to help prevent you getting so many spam calls, okay? So les voy a decir que yes, and then they'll explain it more to you. When we communicate with you, Fernando. What was that? You were saying?
As you and I speaking right now, since you and I started talking, I probably have 15 calls.
My God. Puro spam. I know. I'm sorry. We're almost done. We're almost done because I don't want you to lose business either. I would ask, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer? When we communicate with you.
Phone call is great.
Phone calls? Okay.
Phone call is great. Yes.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation, Fernando? Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday, 7 to 6 p.m.
7 to 6.
Yeah.
Misa el domingo?
You can, yeah. That'd be nice. You can put emergencies.
Services?
You know, sometimes there's emergency services. Sometimes it works out really good.
Yeah. I'm going to put emergency services available because maybe it's something someone like last minute has to get that junk removed and they need you. So we'll put that in there. You just never know. And what are the forms of payments that you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App? ¿Qué formas?
Zelle, cash, and checks.
Okay. We like green.
We like green.
Yes. Cash, Zelle, and checks. Okay, perfect. Now, the last two things. Mm-hmm. I need you to look in your text messages or even in your emails because I sent it to both. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice, and there's one that says action photos needed. Whichever one you find first.
Okay, schedule an app. Okay, I have my 1, 2, 3, 4.
So read off what you see and I'll tell you which one to open.
Okay, there's one that says, hello, Fernando, welcome to Local Splash.
A copy of your invoice.
To get your Google Biz. Thank you for choosing Local Business Desk.
Okay, the first one you were reading, the first one that you were reading, what did it say? Read the very first one. Open
it
up.
Welcome to Splash. It says, welcome to Local Splash. And then it says, we are passionate about putting your business on the first page of
not that one.
Your search.
What's the next one after that?
Then it says, to get your Google business profile verified. Google needs
perfect.
The, yes.
So that list.
Rules and require.
Yes. So what you're going to do, let me explain this one. Some of those items you're not going to have pictures of, okay? You're going to send us the pictures of the ones that you do have. Send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us a picture of the registration for the county that you registered. Send us a picture of your business insurance. Uh-huh. On that list, vas a mandar las que tengas y las que no tienes, don't worry about it, okay? Email us the ones that you can. They're not going to post online. It's what we need to tell Google he's a legitimate company so we can get you verified, okay? Ahora.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Hay otra. There's another one after that. What's the next one? The next one
the
that you
need? The
other
Google? I mean the other email?
Yes, the other email. What's the next email?
Okay, the other one, it says, okay, here it is. Your invoice is located below. Here
that's
it is.
The one. Yes. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms on that email? Do you read that there?
Let me see. Okay, please click here to accept that. Yes, click on it.
Click on it. Now, what it's going to do, Fernando, it's opening up a page for you that says at the very top, local splash terms of experience. You see that? Are you on that page?
Well, it's asking me first Chrome, Google, or Safari. I go to Google.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Google. Just do Google.
Got it.
And let's see if it opens it now.
Local splash terms of experience.
Perfect. Okay. On this page, go towards the middle, towards the bottom. Do you see where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number in a box?
Let me find that.
It's on that page that says
I'm sorry.
Local.
Here it is.
Okay, perfect. Do you see two little boxes underneath of that?
I agree to receive messages.
Yes. Click on that, because that's text messages from us. So click on it. It'll do a little check mark. The other box, you're going to click in it, because you're saying, I certified that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Now, at the very bottom, there's a flechita, an orange arrow that says sign. Do you see it?
Confirm signature.
But first you gotta type your name in the box next to it. Type your name, just Fernando Herrera, pero sin acentos, because it doesn't recognize accent marks. In the box next to where it says sign, click in that box and just type in your name, Fernando, and then a space, and
one word.
Herrera. Not one word, but make it two words. No, make it like two words. Fernando, space, and then Herrera. Que sean separados, right? Not all together as one word. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Then click on the confirm signature. Okay? Ahora, did it open up a page that tells you to put a username and password?
A username.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you ready? I'm going to give you your username.
Yes.
Your username is your phone number. Just puro números. 510-774- 0484.
Got it. You want me to type it in there?
Yeah, type it in there because I want you to log in. I want to make sure it works for you, okay, while we're on the phone. Ya vamos terminando.
Okay, one second. 510-774-0484.
Perfect.
Okay, there it is. Just the numbers.
Okay.
No space.
Yeah, just the numbers. No spaces. Okay, your password. Now, the password son all little letters, lowercase, no mayúsculas, todo minúsculas, okay? And it's one word. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, G, like George. O, like Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Another O, like Oscar. D, like dog. I, como de ice cream. N, like Nancy. T, like Thomas. E, like elephant. Or Edward. R, like Robert. N, like Nancy. E, like Edward, T, like Thomas, and then log in. Good internet is what it reads, one word, and all little letters. And then you'll log in.
Can I put remember me?
Yeah, put remember me.
Put
remember me, so that way it remembers you when you log in.
Okay, sign it in.
Uh-huh, sign in, and then it should tell you we're still working on your account. Check back in 2 to 3 days, algo así, it'll give a message, right?
It's loading up right now.
Okay, it's okay.
It's asking me save password, so
yes.
I put save, right?
Yes, put save. That way it's easier for you.
We're working on your account.
Beautiful. Yay. It lets you in. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. This is where you go in and you track your results with us. So remember, from Monday, 5 to 7 days, your Facebook business page is going to be built, and that'll be visible for people that can already start generating phone calls for you. You're going to be in the directories, too, in 5 to 7 days, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. You can start tracking your results, too. 7 to 14 days, we're going to already have your website that we're building and your Facebook ads ya publicadas, and those can start generating phone calls, too. Now, for us to get you verified through Google, yeah, we're going to move pretty fast. Pero recuerda, with getting you verificado por Google, you know, creating you the business profile and getting it on the first page and maintaining it there, I'm still going to tell you 45 to 60 because I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver. Pero también, we're going to be sending you notifications as each step is being completed. So that way you know once you're on the first page, we're going to tell you, hey, your Facebook ads are live and your website, your business Facebook page is done. So queremos que tomas en cuenta de lo que estamos completando nosotros también. So that way you're aware, okay? Esa otra compañía, cancel them. Don't pay them no more. Cancelolos.
I'm going to cancel them right now.
Yeah, cancel them. Nomás diles, I want to cancel, yes, todo. You don't have to give them a reason. Just tell them, cancel my account. Do not charge me anymore.
Perfect.
Okay? Entonces,
great, thank you.
Quiero decirle, congratulations. Welcome to our local Splash family. Fernando, me da tanto gusto para poder ayudarte. Do you want me to notate your wife on the account? Que ella puede hacer cambios in case you have your wife call to make a change. Do you want me to put her name on the account? Or nomás usted?
No, no. Mi esposa no habla inglés.
Oh, okay. Okay. Really?
That's why I'm doing everything.
Okay.
So it's fine. I can take care of everything.
Okay. No worries. Si en un caso you ever want to speak, prefer Spanish, let us know. We have Spanish speakers here too. Okay?
No, thank you so much.
Ay, pues fue
you guys are awesome.
I'm glad we were able to help you. I'm so excited for you. Mira, te mando muchos, muchos, muchos bendiciones. Y mira, va a ser yo que le voy a llamar el lunes. I'll be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. So te vamos a llamar dentro de las 10 y las 11, but I'm going to send you the reminder an hour before para recordarle, okay?
Okay.
Okay, que tengas un...
las fotos ya, ¿verdad?
You can send them this weekend or cuando tengas el tiempo. I would say if you could send it before Monday, that would be perfect, okay?
I'm going to do my best to do that.
All right. Sounds good. Aquí estamos para asistirle. Bendiciones, Fernando. Have a beautiful weekend, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.